T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, we're everywhere on this big, 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 big network, CBS Sports Radio, all the AM and FM affiliates. You're driving around in this on this Saturday afternoon, overcast where I am in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Maybe sunny, sun poking through, blue skies wherever you are, as we make our way through a summer with NBA basketball and Stanley Cup playoff action later than usual. A huge world event going on right now. Big soccer tournament. The Euro 2020. Got golf today. Got a full slate of baseball games. And that's what we do. We just hang out and we talk about this stuff on Saturday afternoons. The Pony Express. Pony spelled P-O-N-I. On CBS Sports Radio. Glad to be with you. At 855-212-4227 is the number to call. So we've got a huge controversy going on, huge scandal in baseball, much bigger than people are making it out to be. I mean, I agree with Josh Donaldson, who's played for a bunch of teams, has been a power hitter in the big leagues for a while. Blue Jays, Braves, A's. Now he's playing with the Minnesota Twins. I agree with him, what he said. This is big. This is as big as steroids. And he's talking about, this isn't your grandfather's spitter with Gaylord Perry or one of the Necro brothers trying to get something extra on their knuckleball. These are sophisticated ways, science now at the forefront, science and technology allowing for major league pitchers to get a better grip on the ball, to have it go faster and to break harder, to move more. Movement is everything. A lot of guys can hit a 100-mile-per-hour pitch that's straight as an arrow. That's the separator. Even AAA hitters, you put 95 right down Broadway, it's crushed. But there's movement, there's break, there's more filth in terms of, you see these Twitter accounts like the Pitch Ninja, there's more movement on pitches. It's unreal what guys can do with the ball now. And it's not because pitchers are better today, better trained. That's a myth. These guys are getting a better grip than ever before. They measure this now. Everything, you know, baseball's laboratory is as big as it's ever been. And so we quantify things, we measure things. It's never been like this. Pitchers have a bigger edge over hitters. It's the most pronounced edge we've seen since the 1960s. And I've said before that I like when pitching is better than hitting, because even though the ball might not be in play as much, it's not, clearly, the games move faster. You know, I'd rather watch a pitcher's duel in a 10-9 game. That's probably a minority opinion, but I like that kind of game better. I like watching two pitchers dominate. I'm a big Mets fan. That's my team. I grew up a Mets fan, never stopped loving them. Through ups and downs and almost entirely downs. That's the team I love. I watched Jacob deGrom pitch again last night and then said a few prayers when he left the game with flexor tendonitis last night. And the Mets almost blew it. But I'm watching this guy. He's driven in more runs than he's allowed this year. He's driven in 9. He's given up 4 runs. He's struck out 100 batters, and it's only June 12th. His ERA is under 1. I mean, he is no hyperbole or exaggeration. He's on track for the greatest pitch season of all time. And I'm a huge DeGrom fan, and I'm a big Mets fan. But I have to almost like you, when you watch pro wrestling. I'm not a big pro wrestling fan. I was when I was a kid. I've got some stories, but I'm not going to tell them right now. When you watch pro wrestling, you knew it was fake, but you wanted to just be entertained. I feel that way when I watch Major League Pitching now. Whether it's one of my favorites like Jacob DeGrom, or think of the chances are good right now that the team you root for has one dominant pitcher on it. Because of the way the league is going, because of the way the game's being played. And it's because these pitchers are cheating their fannies off with these substances that they're concocting to get a better grip on the ball. Makes them throw it harder, it breaks more, better grip. Anyone that's ever pitched before can tell you, grip on the ball means everything. That's why guys get shut down with blisters. Your grip on the ball is everything. So, you know, it's not happening before our eyes where we're seeing players put on 50 pounds of muscle and their head size change and their body type change like we did in the steroid era. So that makes it's not a sexy scandal like steroids were 20 years ago. Baseball, by and large, is far less popular than it was 20 years ago or 25 years ago, too. So fewer people care. But it's alarming and it's bad. And in my opinion, and I'm paid to give it here on CBS Sports Radio, the Pony Express with you, it's worse than steroids. And it should be obvious to everyone why this baseball illegal substance, foreign substance on the ball scandal is worse than steroids. It's the same reason why what the Astros were doing with cameras and stealing signs, it's the same reason why that was worse than steroids. Why it's worse than when people bring up, well, guys were taking greenies in the clubhouse. They were eating them like candy back in the 60s and 70s. Yeah, but there's a reason why even that is so minute and minuscule compared to what we're talking about now. Because when you look at PEDs, a performance-enhancing drug, whether it's something to pep you up like guys use in the 60s to get more energy, or whether it's what guys are doing now when they've got complicated formulas and programs that help them put on muscle, help them recover faster, to get bigger and hit the ball farther or pitch the ball harder. The difference with those baseball scandals and infractions is that those opportunities to make yourself better, to cheat, to break the rules, to get better, that was open to everyone. Pitchers, Roger Clemens used steroids. Barry Bonds used steroids. The greatest pitcher of a generation, the greatest hitter. It wasn't like only one type of player was getting an advantage. If pitchers didn't know steroids existed and only hitters did, well, then it would be different. Everyone could use steroids. It could make a starting pitcher better. It could make a closer better. It could turn a singles hitter into a doubles hitter. It could turn a doubles hitter into a home run hitter. It was for everyone. I couldn't tell you in the late 90s a player's position and you could say, oh, well, that guy probably uses steroids. There wasn't a profile. There wasn't a type. With this, it's only the pitchers getting the advantage. Unless every bat is corked. And that's the way hitters have struck back. But we know that's not the case because nobody can hit the damn ball right now. The league-wide batting average today in baseball is 237. That's the lowest it's been since they lowered the freaking mound. That's how bad it is. And I used to think, well, this is a byproduct of launch angle and every guy's going up there to just hit a home run in every at-bat. And it's honestly more on hitting philosophy than anything else. Now we're discovering, if you're paying attention, maybe a lot of you aren't. We're learning with this baseball substance scandal that it has more to do with what pitchers are doing. Major League Baseball, there were no penalties given out. They collected baseballs from like the first 2 months of the season and figured out that the majority, more than 50% of balls, had an illegal substance on them. That's how wide, that's how popular, that's how relevant it is in the game today. Everyone's doing it. Aaron Judge, I think, said on the record, the Yankees hitter, he thinks 90% of pitchers are doing this. 9 out of every 10. So think about that. That means 4 out of every 5 starting pitchers in a starting rotation are doing it. I mean, that means if there's 30 closers in baseball, 25, 26 of them are doing it. You know, no one can hit these relief pitchers. They come in, they're nasty, it's high velocity, all kinds of movement on their pitchers, huge breaking balls with velocity. I mean, it's one-sided. That's why I flipped out over the Astros thing. They knew what was coming. Their hitters, when they played at home, knew what was coming. It was something, when people would say, well, it's widespread around baseball. Number one, I still have yet to have any Astros fans really prove that to me. And number two, it was only beneficial for hitters. When you take technology or science, you integrate them into a game, you know that there are clearly written rules. Baseball rules say you can't put a foreign substance on a ball. I know that there's rosin and stuff behind home plate or behind the mound. I've seen people bring that up. But guys back in the day, they were trying to get a different kind of grip. They were trying to get a grip so the ball didn't fly out of their hands. They could actually command some of their pitches better. Hot day, it's 95 degrees. You're pitching at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. There's smoke coming off the AstroTurf. You're losing 15 pounds when you take the mound that day. You're losing all your sweat, water weight. You're taking that rosin bag and you're trying to get a grip on the ball, not because you're looking to go from throwing 93 to 96 with ridiculous late breaking action. You're doing it so you know where the ball is going. Huge difference. Now they've got it down to such a science. It's so granular where they've looked at every speck of it. And baseball, again, just like they did with steroids, have turned a blind eye to it. So this to me is something that has a huge ripple effect on a sport. There haven't been any major league suspensions yet. A lot of the things that they document and keep track of have shown that since baseball put out a warning that they're going to crack down on pitchers for it, guys on their own have made adjustments and already velocity's down, spin rate's down. So maybe it'll correct itself. Then again, maybe they'll get lax. And once they put this out there, if they even let off a little bit, the pitchers might go right back to it. Or, you know, it always seems like the cheaters are a step ahead. So I want to know if you care. You know, I want to know if baseball fans care about this, if they think it's a big deal. Because I see established big league hitters that think, a few of them have gone on the record as saying they think it's just as bad as steroids, maybe worse. I happen to agree with that. I think in a lot of ways for people, this is because baseball either ignored it or was so aloof and naive that they didn't know what was going on. It's in part created one of the most boring, unwatchable baseball products we've ever seen. Baseball has lost 2/3 of its audience in the past 20 years. Those are just facts. Those are the numbers. Now, their you know, their online numbers and digital media numbers are clearly better because the internet, you couldn't watch games on your phone or fire up an app like you can now. So, I mean, in those ways, baseball was on the cutting edge of technology. That's made the sport a lot of money. But their big events like the All-Star game in a month, people won't watch that. The ratings will be terrible. The playoffs will do okay depending on who wins and who loses. Everyone, by the time October rolls around, for the most part, unless their team is in the playoffs, is thinking about the NFL and college football. And it's because baseball, a lot of the star power is gone, and the game is largely unwatchable because the ball isn't in play a lot. And I used to just, like, bash hitters for that. Well, they're trying to hit a home run every at-bat, every pitch. Well, now it seems like pitchers have been up to no good for a few years now, been able to run roughshod, no supervision, no surveillance, no threat of repercussions or consequences. And that's how you get. I used to think when you would, I'm in Pittsburgh. I still go to Pirates games. I'm a huge Mets fan. I said I like to go see them play somewhere once a year in normal times. You go to a baseball game, they put the guy's batting average on the huge scoreboard. I used to see somebody hitting 240, and I would think, oh my God, this guy's not a good hitter. Now, batting average, I get it. I don't want to go into a huge tangent on how batting average is not the best way to measure how good a hitter is. I know there's OPS plus, there's WAR, there's all that. But generally speaking, you see 240, you don't think great hitter. Now, in today's baseball, if you're hitting 240, by definition, you are an above average hitter. Because the average number, the dividing line right now is 237. So I want to know what you think of this. I want to know what you think about pitchers putting foreign substances on baseball. Hitters think that's why the hitting is so bad and the pitching is so good and why the ball's never in play and why there's so many strikeouts and why pitchers are so dominant these days. It's just like in the late 90s when we would see, you know, 60, 70 home runs from guys. When players would pop up out of nowhere, they'd go from hitting 10 home runs in a year, and then they were hitting 35, 40. And we're seeing the pendulum swing that way with pitchers. Six no-hitters so far this year? Six? We've got pitchers with ERAs under one. We've seen guys like Corbin Burns, who's a pretty good pitcher, not a great one. Corbin Burns, Garrett Cole. They've gone and had ridiculous streaks where they've struck out almost 60 guys without issuing a walk. How do you do that? Nolan Ryan wasn't able to do that. Sandy Koufax, Bob Gibson, Fergie Jenkins, Don Drysdale, Greg Maddux, Randy Johnson, Roger Clemens, Tom Seaver. None of those guys ever came close to those numbers. Pitching's never been better, and now we're finding out why. Not because, you know, they're trained better and they're taught better and bullpens and everything. No, they're throwing harder and there's more break because of what they're putting on the ball. And I want to know if you care and if you think this is a big deal. Because I think from now on, if you catch a pitcher doing it, because you've got to suspend starting pitchers differently than position players because they only pitch once every 5 days. You catch a starting pitcher doing this, I think you've got to suspend them for 30 days. I think if you catch, and you know what? And the Players Association, Players Union should go along with it because half of their rank and file are hitters that are getting ripped off by this. Money's coming out of their pocket. So you want a fair and balanced game. It's way out of whack. It's way out of whack because they're putting spider tack and distilled Coca-Cola and hair gel and all this stuff on the ball in way more sophisticated ways than they did with Gaylord Perry and the Necro Brothers and those guys. So I want to know what you think at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. My name is Andrew Filipponi. I'm coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. I'm watching right now. I've got I've got soccer on, the Euro tournament. Belgium's up on Russia 1-0. College World Series games I've been watching today. NBA playoffs tonight. Kevin Dexter will tell you more about that in 10 minutes. But I want to know what you think about this cheating scandal in baseball. Some people think it's worse than steroids, what pitchers are able to do. The numbers are insane. No one can hit the ball anymore. How should baseball crack down on it? Your thoughts on if you even believe it, that a pitcher can get that much better from using some kind of ointment or adhesive. Crazy. 855-212-4227. I'd love to get your take next. My name's Andrew Filippone. It's the Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Andrew Filippone on CBS Sports Radio.
Talking about how baseball has this pitching problem where guys are putting all kinds of junk on the ball in ways that go way beyond the ways that they did it back when your grandfather or grandmother were going to Major League Baseball games back in the 50s and 60s. And now it's way more sophisticated now. It's way more scientific, and the numbers back it up. And it's given pitchers a huge advantage. And there doesn't seem to be a lot of fanfare yet or a lot of consternation or a lot of anger from fans about it, even though it's absolutely made the product worse. It's absolutely done that. .237 batting average, 9 strikeouts a game per team. Hitting's as bad as it's ever been, and now we're getting an answer. Now we're getting probably the biggest reason why. Because pitchers have been cheating, and they've been able to cheat because there's been no watchdog until now. So I want to know how you feel about that. How baseball fans, we got a lot of big baseball fans out there. I know the markets were cleared in. So I want to get your thoughts on it, 855-212-4227. Here is Nick in Illinois on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Nick.
Hey, Andrew. Thanks for taking my call. Hey.
Sure.
So, totally agree with what you're saying. And I just want to point out, you just mentioned that the fans don't have any anger about it. And I think that's the biggest problem with this, is that the league has yet to, they came out with you know, some sort of punishment. But the issue is that the league's not doing anything about it. And as the league continues to not do anything about it, the fans aren't going to know about it. And so, you know, you bring up all these topics and all these great points, and for a big baseball fan that I am, this is the first time hearing about it. And so until the league really steps up and takes the game into their hands and tries to improve it for the better, I think we're going to continue to have these scandals and issues. And I think the Astros' response was just as great a point of that as ever.
Yeah, I mean, Manfred embarrassed himself, and in that case, though, he didn't have the support of the players' union, which is the most powerful union in professional sports. I give the baseball players credit for that, that they were able to build that up over time, that they stand up to the baseball owners. But in that case, it went too far. And they got a lot of those Astros players' immunity, and that's why none of them were punished individually for what they did. And the team punishments, frankly, were a slap on the wrist too. This isn't necessarily a team thing. It's not like one team was doing this and the rest of baseball never caught on. It's ubiquitous now. It's everywhere. And I don't think hitters have come up with a rebuttal. I don't think that there's a retort out there. I don't think there's a hitter equivalent other than corking a bat. But that's an old school thing. Sammy Sosa corked his bat, I remember. Got caught, among other things. But obviously that hasn't been refined and advanced the way that people have been trying to scuff balls and change the way balls look and move for probably a century or longer. But now they've done it. The umpires got lax. The league turned a blind eye. It's gotten out of control. And now what do you do about it? Major League Baseball says they're going to search pitchers. They're going to threaten discipline. Well, what's the discipline? I think until pitchers know how harsh and how severe the crackdown is, they're going to keep doing it. Here's Jordan in Illinois on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Jordan.
Oh, how you doing?
Hey.
Ubiquitous, good word, by the way. So I have two points. Number one, they changed the ball, and you know, before the ball was, you know, the ball was juiced, the pitchers were also cheating, but now they kind of, you know, changed the playing field.
They deadened the ball.
They deadened the ball, but the pitchers are still cheating, so that kind of like threw everything out of kilter. That's my first point. And my second point, I don't blame these guys at all for cheating. Now, should they be cheating? No, but however, just let's say you're a pitcher, you see your friend on your team go to the major leagues, starts, you know, accumulating wins, getting all these accolades, and you're in the minor leagues and you don't really want to cheat, but you know, hey, if I want to make it to the major leagues,
oh yeah,
that's what I gotta do.
Oh my God, yes.
So
if I was a guy that was trying to make it in professional baseball, I would do it too. Because unlike even the steroid thing, you know, you're not harming yourself by doing it. You're not putting something into your body that might, you know, 30 years later come back to bite you. It's just messing with the ball. It's a total win-win. I love it. If I'm a fringe guy, if I'm a bubble guy, if I'm an average pitcher that's going into a contract year, that's why major league hitters are comfortable saying 90 plus percent of pitchers are doing it. Because it makes you better, and there are like literally no consequences or no drawbacks to doing it. Here's Bob in Iowa on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Bob.
Hey, good. How are you doing?
Hey, man.
Hey, I'm a big Dodger.
Okay, we got to dump you there because I think a word slipped out that shouldn't have been said. Good job by Connor. He's right on top of it. We're talking about this huge baseball controversy that is not getting the kind of, it's a scandal. Let's call it what it is. It's not getting the attention of the Astros scandal. It's not getting the attention of the steroid scandal. But it's having a huge effect on Major League Baseball, what pitchers are putting on the ball. Hitters have never been worse. The ball is never in play. There are more strikeouts than ever before. My favorite pitcher, my favorite player in baseball right now is Jacob DeGrom. I want to believe that what he's doing right now is natural. It's hard for me to do that. If I wasn't a Mets fan, I would look at his numbers and think, there's no way this is possible that a guy at 32 years old is this good. When, you know, 5 years ago, he wasn't a bad pitcher, but he wasn't, like, his number of pitches over 100 miles per hour, I think he's got more 100-mile-per-hour pitches than if you added up everyone else in baseball this year. It's insane how much better pitching has gotten. And I don't think it's mechanics. I don't think it's all hitting philosophy. I think the biggest reason why is this illegal substance, foreign substance problem. That baseball is now, they're more than a day late and a dollar short on this. They're $100 in the hole, and they're like 2 years behind. And that's why there's never been, even during the steroid era, it wasn't this out of whack pitcher to hitter, because the pitchers were using the steroids too. So I want to know if you care about this controversy as a baseball fan, how it makes you feel, if you think it's that big of a deal, why you think it's not getting more attention, what the punishment or penalty should be if a pitcher gets caught using a foreign substance on a ball in a game. 855-212-4227 is the number. That's 855-212-4227. You can tweet me at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I. You can tweet us at CBS Sports Radio. We'll get back to more of your calls on this next, but right now it's the latest sports update with Kevin Dexter.
You're listening to Andrew Filippone on CBS Sports Radio.
Belgium leads Russia 2-0 in the group stage. The Euro tournament. It's a big one after the outside of the World Cup, probably the biggest international soccer event in the world. I like stuff like this. I don't know all the particulars. I go into it blind. I bet on it. I'll wake up early tomorrow morning. I'll watch England play. That's how I am. I'm a soccer interloper. I go in and out. I never get that into it. Never been to an MLS game. I was in Italy for the World Cup a few years ago, not because I was there just to watch the World Cup. I don't even think Italy was in it, actually. But I was in Europe when the World Cup was going on, and that was an experience. To go to bars and taverns and pubs and stuff, restaurants, outdoor dining things in Italy while the World Cup was going on, really cool. So I'll watch the World Cup every 4 years, and I'll watch this. I did watch way more Premier League and all of those leagues last year when those sports leagues came back before ours. You know, while we were still waiting on the NBA to go to the Orlando bubble for Major League Baseball to get its act together and start its season, I watched a lot of club soccer over in Europe. But that's the extent of it for me. Like, I bet Belgium in this game because the line made no sense. To win, they were even money, and they're the number one ranked team in the world. So that was a weird one for me, but I guess there's still a lot of match left. They're not even at halftime, Belgium leading Russia 2-0. We're talking about the ongoing scandal Major League Baseball has, one that we didn't even really know about until Major League Baseball got the bright idea early this year to start collecting its baseballs as evidence. And their own internal audit or own internal report revealed that the majority of baseballs had some kind of foreign or illegal substance on them. And now hitters are coming out of the woodwork to say it's baseball's worst kept secret. We saw what Gerrit Cole said by not saying anything earlier in the week. The Yankees ace, if you're Gerrit Cole, someone called in and made a great point. You're somebody like Gerrit Cole. Why wouldn't you cheat and do this? You get a guaranteed contract. It's not like the NFL. You get over $300 million guaranteed to you. The only thing holding you back are what, scruples or just knowing that it's against the rules? People break laws. People break the law every day. And when I say that, I just want to make sure you know what I mean. Wherever you're driving right now, or when I drive home tonight, when I'm done with this show, I know I'm going to go over the speed limit. Now, I'm not going to go excessively over the speed limit. It's 65 on the highway here. I'm in Pittsburgh. I'm not going to go 90. I'm probably not even going to go 80. I'll probably do 70 or 75 the whole way home. That's going over the speed limit. And I think that's probably the way pitchers looked at this. Like, yeah, we know that technically the rule book says you're not allowed to put any substance on a baseball, but it makes me better, and the league doesn't police it. So why not do it? And unlike steroids, where the other thing you had to weigh was, I got to do some research on these chemicals that I'm putting in my body, because what is it going to do to me down the road? There's no threat or risk of that with this. And the results are there. So I want to know what you think at 855-212-4227. Here's Zach in Chicago on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Zach.
Hey, Andrew. Appreciate you taking the call.
Yeah.
This really upsets me as a big baseball fan. I think that it's baseball's worst kept secret, or that's what the players are saying. You know, I think that it's because they put pitchers on a pedestal, like they're the quarterbacks in the NFL. I mean, things are different for pitchers. You've got these pitchers that are cheating on a daily basis, and, you know, you even said yourself you'd give them a 30-day ban now if they got in trouble. Well, if you use steroids as a player, it's 80 days. Why shouldn't it be the 80 days? I think that rules.
That's a great. Pitchers, that's you know what? That's a great point. If the steroid ban. if the initial steroid ban is 80 games, and I'm saying that this is worse than steroids because the pitchers are the only people that are getting an advantage and it's not universal, then it should be at least 80 games. I agree with that. If you're going to throw that back in my face and say, you say this is a big deal, and yet you're only saying 30 days, what's wrong with you? I agree. Yeah, make it harsher. Make it more severe. You got to weed this out. Because once you do that, once you take the paperweight off the scales and you're able to get a better idea of the balance, you'll be able to better tell if you need, because baseball, I think, is considering radical things like banning shifts, moving back the pitcher's mound. Once you get rid of this foreign substance issue, you'll be able to better tell if it's still an atmosphere or environment where pitchers dominate hitters. My guess is it won't be. And it'll be closer to even. And that's what baseball wants. And as far, they want it even. Actually, if they had to pick one, if you gave Rob Manfred, and if you gave baseball fans a preference, they'd rather have it skewed more towards hitting. When baseball batting averages were higher than they've ever been, baseball was healthy when guys were hitting a ton of home runs. So that would be baseball's preference. But try to create an even game. Try to create an as even game as you possibly can. And it starts by eradicating all this foreign substance nonsense. Blight on baseball, but it's another one of those things where there's also room to criticize baseball for being so late to the party. For not wanting to do anything about it for so long. Here's Mary in Illinois on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Mary.
Hi. I'm a little bit older now, but I'll tell you this.
That's okay.
Thank you. My grandfather was part of a farm team in upstate New York, and we used to feed into the Toronto Blue Jays and the Yankees.
Okay.
I mean, when you're a little girl, you don't appreciate meeting Billy Martin, John Tudor, those types of men. But I'll tell you what. When I was growing up, when we used to go down to the team, he would take a look at the balls. He also told us how the pitchers would cheat and then how bats used to be weighted.
Yeah.
So this isn't anything new under the sun, and I think listening to your program today.
No, but it's way more severe. Like, because you have more at your disposal, and it's not as rudimentary and as basic. Like when we're talking about things like that from back in a bygone era. We're talking about things that gave players advantages, but they were like on the margins. They weren't, if we're talking about a hitter versus a pitcher matchup as, something violent, like a battle, if it's supposed to be hand-to-hand combat, you're putting spit on a ball or Vaseline on a ball like that. That's like giving yourself brass knuckles, okay, to the fight. Now, with what they're doing with spider tech and everything else, you're showing up in what's supposed to be a hand-to-hand fight with somebody, and you've got a AK-47 or a bazooka or something wild like that. That's how big of an advantage I believe it is. And you can, there's all the data in the world to back that up. The stats for hitters this year, and then the things we quantify with how hard pitches are. Pitchers are throwing the ball harder than they ever have before. Is it because their arms are stronger? Is that the reason? Their arms are better developed. That can't be it. Can it? Guys are breaking down and need surgery more than they ever have. I guess maybe that's from the strain of trying to throw so hard. Could be the reason. Spin rate, we've seen break like we never had before. Balls are moving all over the place, falling off the table. So it's a matter of whether or not, this is one of those things where if baseball wants to put a more entertaining product on the field, which is always been Rob Manfred's stated goal. They've got to do something about it. And the way to do it isn't to threaten and warn players or pitchers. You've got to make an example out of a few of them. And it's hard when you've collectively bargained discipline to come up with, you know, you've got to have, I think, a set. You've got to have, it can't be so ambiguous. It can't be so vague. Like, the league and the players need to come together and say, this is something that needs to be addressed ASAP. Let's work on it together. If we catch a player, if we catch a pitcher that's cheating and putting a foreign substance on a ball in a game, what should the punishment be? What should the discipline be? And spell it out and define it. And that way, everybody knows the rules of engagement here and what's going on. And then once you do that, we'll see if pitchers really are that much better than hitters. My guess is the rash of no-hitters we've seen and all that go away once they get serious and get smart about this. 855-212-4227 is the number. Coming up next hour, college football playoff is going to go from 4 to 12. And I see SEC coaches are talking today. We've had a couple of smaller group of five coaches that have gone on the record in the last couple of days since this news first came out. And I want to give you my thoughts on it, my take on not just doubling the field, but tripling it in a few years, going from 4 to 12, and who that benefits and the pros and cons of that decision at 855-212-4227. You can follow me on Twitter at the Pony Express, P-O-N-I, because that's the name of the show. The Pony Express, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.